Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Well, one of us is back. Welcome back to She Said, He Said. You're listening to us on the 590 The Fan. The all-new 590 The Fan. Kelly is back with us now. And, hey, if you know what? Like, me and Kelly, I haven't been all week, and I need to get back into the gym. I need to get back. Club Fitness. You want to get the best results at the lowest price, go to Club Fitness. They have 23 locations, and they are growing every day. We do a live show there once a month, so listen to us on She Said, He Said from our location at Club Fitness, which will be at our next location is where, Kelly? Do you remember?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Chesterfield location the last Saturday of the month.
That's right.
Right there in that new shopping mall area.
And if you haven't been to Club Fitness lately, it is not the same Club Fitness. It's all new machines, all renovated. It's an amazing place to go work out. And every time I go, I mean, they have a lot of machines. The place is packed, but you can always get on a machine. You can always get weights because they have so many.
Yeah, very cool. So we are going to meet the man who says he knows what women really want. So after his side-splitting sold-out run with his book of Moron, Robert Duback makes a triumphant return to St. Louis with his hilarious one-man show, The Male Intellect and Oxymoron. Welcome to the show, Robert Duback. Did I say that, or Duback? How would you like us to say your last name?
I'd like you not to ever say Trump. But still, you can call me. It's due back, like in a few minutes.
Robert, are you up? Do you need a few more minutes? I mean, I know I was late coming to the show, but do we got you?
I'm on the phone. I'm talking to you guys. Are you there?
Yeah. Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Christ. I'm doing fine. Do we need to call back? Do we have a bad connection here?
Oh, do we? Robert, are you...
I don't know. I can't. You guys are coming in like a delay. Can you hear me at all?
Oh, well, you know, it's radio.
Yeah, we hear you.
We hear you just fine.
We hear you coming back to us without a delay.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't know whether since this is a male-female thing, whether you just didn't want to listen to me, Kelly.
You know? Wow. No. Bada bing, bada whatever. Sounds like we need the drum roll going on. Hey, what I want to know is I want to know how you really know what women want, is what I want to know.
Well, you know, it's a bit of a paradox what I think women want. For example, I mean, so we have to kind of gauge both sides of the fence. You kind of want your cake and eat it too, right? I mean, we all would.
That's why I dyed my hair.
Punctual on time. Right. Well, you want us to be punctual on time. Why? So we can sit and wait until you're ready to go.
Exactly.
Or you want us to look at you, but we can't look too long because then it's a little creepy. So we have to look at you just long. We have to look at you just long enough. But not too long. And if we look too long, then we can't look at all. We have to look at somebody else. But if you catch us looking at somebody else, then we lose and we can't look at anybody anymore. We have to sleep in the dark.
See, and so people say we're complicated. That's not true, see?
Well, yes. It's all you have to do is play both sides of the fence, right? I mean, honesty is the most important thing to a woman. Unless it's the truth about her, then it's not so important. But as long as it's the truth about us, we're right on the money.
I get the whole waiting on someone. I've seen that before, Kelly, with you. It's like you're running around, you're doing stuff in the bathroom, and I'm like, are you ready? And then you give me that stupid look like, I've been ready for 20 minutes.
Wait a minute, I think that's the other way around, but okay. I'm pretty sure I'm waiting on you all the time.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall in your place.
Oh, yeah. Get new material, you can have a whole new show.
Yeah, right. And that's, you know, the show really basically is, I mean, it's not really poking fun at men or poking fun at women. It's understanding kind of the differences between both of us. I mean, we do the same things differently. I mean, we both, obviously, we both want sex, but the difference is, ladies, you don't have to pray for it.
Pray for it?
I mean, you ladies can play hard to get. A man plays hard to get. He doesn't get anything.
That's true.
You just get to wait.
Wait. A lot of waiting going on all the time.
Now, it's got to be tough doing it. I mean, you're a one-man show. And how long does your show last?
Well, the show's about an hour, 20 minutes.
And that's hard to do, isn't it? A one-man show like that?
Well, I guess it is. It's, you know, it's really not, it's so far out of the box of stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy is really just kind of one guy sitting there at a microphone, and it levels out a little bit. It's kind of all the same thing. This actually has a story. It actually has an arc. I actually play different characters, so it's myself and five other guys that I portray. And the show is basically what happens is you, when you enter the stage is the inside of my brain. The left side of the stage is filled with a bunch of empty beer bottles and bad furniture and empty pizza boxes.
Bad furniture.
So that's, right. So that's the left side of my brain, which is also known as our masculine side, right? Then the right side of my brain, the right side of the stage, my feminine side is just empty because none of us ever go over there to do any thinking. So the problem is...
so that's where you think about it all the time.
So in order to figure out what women want, I have a tendency to go over into the left side of my brain, and that's where I have all these memories of all these five chauvinists who try to give me advice. And it's just bonehead advice.
You have five of them?
Five of them. So I portray five guys, plus myself six. So, you know, it's not like just one person standing there doing a show. It's like a cast of characters. It's just that I happen to be the same actor doing all the different roles.
Well, I've seen your
and
stuff.
Everybody chimes in.
I've seen your stuff, and it's really good. I really like it. It flows really well. It's really nice. Really done nicely.
Oh, yeah. We had a great run with the other show that I did, the Book of Moron, which was over the holidays, New Year's. And so now I'm back with the second show, The Male Intellect.
That's awesome. And that'll be March 14th through the 26th at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza, which is a great, I really like it there. It's smaller, it's personable.
Intimate. Yeah.
Yeah, and real theater style at the same time, and really is a great place to be able to enjoy, especially something like you have to really feel like you're part of it.
Yeah, it is. It's perfect for these kind of shows and for smaller shows. You know, and it's still a level up above from a regular nightclub or a comedy club, and you know, it's got a little class to it. And it's I'm glad that these guys have brought that place back to life, and they've got a great schedule. Any show that you want to go see there is usually a great show. So I would say turn off the TV and go to theater.
Absolutely. What a great date night. And we happen to have two. Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's enough hype and spin and alternative facts on television. It's time to turn that off and go back and see something real.
And I'm sure we'll all be able to relate to everything that you're saying up there.
Yes, male or female.
Yes, you will. Right, exactly.
Oh, well, thank you so
much. 18 or 80.
18 or 80, absolutely. Robert Dubac, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. We'll look forward to it. And again, March 14th through the 26th. We do have two tickets we're going to be giving away on the show for opening night, which is next Tuesday. So we're going to be there watching you live.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's a week from
the 14th. Yeah. We've got
the 14th.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
It's all right.
Good God. I was going to say, I'm going to be in San Diego next Tuesday.
Well, we'll come see you there then. Everybody, we're going to San Diego.
He's checking his schedule. Wait a minute.
He's like, did I have that wrong?
You're going to give away two free tickets to the show in San Diego, and they're just going to have the hitchhiker waiting out there,
right? Just get your plane tickets. You can go. That's what a woman does. We get everyone all messed up with the calendar.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much.
You go.
Have a great rest of
your
day.
Sure, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, we'll see you. Bye-bye.
We you know, we didn't ask. We didn't ask him if he's married or in
a
relationship.
He is married.
So I wonder if
one of his segments that I watched, he was married.
So I wonder if he's got it all figured out then with her.
That's
you guys never have it figured out with us.
No.
Let's just say.
We can act like we do.
Or you can act like you do. I do have you figured out.
You do have me figured out.
In fact, I have to remind him once in a while.
I've had to learn.
Please.
I've had
I
to
know.
Try to stand in front of the mirror and try to reinvent my lie face because she's got it figured out. She's got my lie face figured out. If I'm not telling the truth, she goes, "Oh my gosh, you have the lie face going so bad right now." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And I can't stop it. And it's there. I can't Robert Duvall it at all. I can't act it.
No, he's a very bad actor. I know every face he has, actually.
Distinctively already.
She does.
I know every face.
In 2 seconds, she's got the live face going on. Da-da-da-da-da. In fact, she caught me. This is great. She caught me. I'm getting my house ready to sell. I've been working on my house.
So we went home to work on it.
So I went over to my house to work on it. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
And then he came back.
Sometimes it's kind of great to go to my house because sometimes I can catch like a 10-minute, 15-minute nap. Nobody's around.
Uh-huh. So he comes back. He walks in the door, and I took one look at him. I go, "So, what have you been doing?"
I go, "Working on the house."
No.
Why?
I was working in the garage. I go, "You were you?" And he goes, "Yeah, why?" I go, "Life Ace, you are not. You were taking a nap. You're sound asleep."
She could see my sleep. I still had sleepy eyes going. It's like, what?
At least wake yourself up before you come back if you're going to be sleeping.
And Hong Kong eyes going, I will not sleep on.
That was not nice. Again, talking about special children, and then now
they're going to kick Chinese.
Sorry. We have no more Japanese listeners.
You'd read that wrong. There could be white people that live in Hong Kong. So okay. You don't know.
They don't all talk right. like that and have those eyes, don't they? I mean, love you long time. So, okay.
Okay.
So, all right. So be. Hey, before we get to what's rocking, because that's coming next,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead. I've got a cute little delicious scoop.
What? Okay. What is that, Kelly? Okay, so, give us the delicious scoop.
Well, you know how like when you're working outside, it's that time of the year, you're going to be working in your gardens, you're going to be working out in the yard. This is so cool. I ripped it out of your magazine.
Who's going to be working in the garden?
He's going to be taking a nap,
you
remember?
He's going to be napping. Yeah. That's why his house hasn't sold yet, because he's got a place to go hide. So... Okay, so
it's my man cave. It is my
very expensive man cave.
Go ahead, because I'm going to go in a whole new place here. So
yeah,
I'm not
I know
that,
you
go.
Are. So okay, so you know, like people like to go to garage sales, or maybe they have an old golf bag they don't use anymore. And you know how it's like on a wheel cart. You know, you can get one of those wheel carts. Put an old bag, buy it at a garage sale, or one of your old bags you don't use, and it's perfect because it's got all the little compartment zippers, you know, for different things. And then of course it's long, like it holds the clubs. See if you're. I'm doing it like Vanna White right now.
She's showing the radio
audience.
Live,
radio
audience.
Live yes. video on
so,
Facebook.
Kelly, what if she won? Well, he's one of her from Dicker
Dicker.
So
put all your tools in your golf bag, and then you wheel it around the yard like you're golfing, but it has your rake and your shovel and your all your stuff. Is that a great
and
idea?
And then the neighbor guys look at you and go, "Oh my gosh, she won't let him play golf anymore."
She has now turned his golf bag into a toolkit.
He had to come up with a new idea for that one.
Yeah, so I thought it was a really great idea. So I just want to throw that out there because it's right there in front of me, and we get off on a tangent sometimes. Oh, there. Okay. All right.
Or if you're like avid golfers, you have like 500 golf bags and you don't want to get rid of any of them.
Right. All right. Well, you better get what's rocking out before we got to go home here. So.
So.
On stage. No music to Delicious Scoop.
Because you didn't plan it.
That's rude. That's all I got to say.
So here's what's rocking this weekend on Sage at Brewski's Smokehouse of Music, alongside of the award-winning wings and the best-tasting barbecue brisket in the world. Trixie Delight will be on stage. For more information for Brewski's, you can go to brewskisstl.com. And we also have Wall Ball, Saturday, March 4th, 2017, from 7 to 11 at Majorette in Maplewood. Did I say that right? Missouri. Join ArtScope for its 15th annual Wall Ball, an annual live art extravaganza highlighting the creative process of top artists in the St. Louis area, to be hosted at Majorette in Maplewood on Sunday, March 4th, 2017.
You could be an auctioneer.
Yes. All proceeds support ArtScope's mission to provide a safe and educational environment for children to explore the arts and to strengthen ties within St. Louis community. And also on stage, it's County Line out at Maggie Malone's. You want to go to Maggie Malone's, get a great Irish menu, pool tables. They have TVs everywhere. You can check out all your favorite sports, karaoke every Thursday and Tuesday, and video DJ on Friday, live bands on Saturday. That's Maggie Malone's.
And then next week is the first celebration for St. Pat. So Cottleville is going to be livened all up. That is like, they had like 60,000 people through there. And the Cottleville Wine Cellar
opens
up.
That's their opening day.
Yeah,
opening day at Cottleville Wine Cellar. And they're going to have supersonic robots from 2 to 6. That's a band, by the way, for those of you that
robots
wonder,
running around.
Wow, yeah. The parents are telling their kids, they're going to have robots at the wine cellar. Let's go. No, it's a band. Supersonic robots from 2 to 6. Well, that's what's rocking.
So we thank you so much for coming in, Kathleen, being part
of
the show. We'll be
Thanks
giving out those
me.
Tickets. We've got the two tickets. I forgot to give the phone number out again. So we'll pick out somebody on Facebook to win these tickets. So hopefully we're going to have an easier number on the next one. But I know a lot of times people, you know, it's like hard to get in there and remember that number and call. I don't even remember the number, so good luck for anybody else. But all right, so coming up next, what do we have, Matt?
We have Going Over with Joe Roderick and Andy Hanselman live from the kitchen sink in downtown.
Yeah, so do not turn your radio off or whatever it is, the device that you're listening on. So until next week.
Peace.
Peace. We're out of here.
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
More.
My baby's a love thing. Yeah, yeah. Love pain. Whoa, my baby's love.